Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other Florida officials who gave them a flight from Venezuela, represented by Lawyers for Civil Rights. That's a Boston-based organization. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona, the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Bell's cause of death in an autopsy report. Bell OD'd on fentanyl. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize, as Moscow forces have seen major losses on the battlefield in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on President Putin again saying he may use nuclear weapons.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
President Biden will argue at the United Nations today that Russia has violated the core tenets of the United Nations during his address to the General Assembly. Biden's speech will come less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered partial military mobilization in a redoubled effort to take Ukraine, calling up about 300,000 people. NASA is conducting a crucial fueling test of its Artemis 1 moon rocket this morning. Technicians began loading liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen propellants last hour. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
An explosion took place in Oregon, Ohio, at the BP refinery on Cedar Point Road. At least 2 people were injured in the blast Tuesday evening. A British Petroleum spokesperson says the refinery has been safely shut down while the investigation is underway. Large amounts of black smoke, flames, and burn-off has been seen coming from the area. President Biden was corrected again by his handlers at the White House for saying the pandemic is over. Katie Lewis from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau reports.
President Biden backtracked on Tuesday and worked to clarify his comments on 60 Minutes this week, where he stated the coronavirus pandemic, quote, is over, unquote. Biden attended a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York City ahead of his speech on Wednesday to the United Nations General Assembly. Biden acknowledged he was criticized for the remarks, but added, quote, it's basically not where it was, unquote. Biden also encouraged those in attendance to get their booster shots.
The Federal Reserve is set to create more money woes in its battle against inflation this week with another substantial interest rate hike. The Fed is expected to approve another historic 75 basis point interest rate hike. Central bank policymakers already approved 4 consecutive interest rate hikes this year alone. and more is needed due to inflation and the government's continued spending. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, going in a little bit of a sneezing fit. If you want to know if the show is live or not, you get it all. I mean, sometimes there's nothing we can do. You know, the sneezing fits happen, and they sneak up on us. And so, hey, we're on standby here for Gregory Stenstrom. Looking forward to connecting with him in just a moment. He is the author of the book, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. Boy, you see what's going on. In spite of the mainstream media is trying to gaslight the American public into believing there was no election fraud in 2020. A recent poll by Rasmussen and the National Pulse revealed that 52% of likely U.S. voters believe it is at least somewhat likely that cheating affected the outcomes of the 2020 presidential election. Now, I know that sometimes, maybe too often in mixed company, we can't have this conversation, but look, this is what gets us in trouble. And it's okay, we can handle this. You know, I believe that we're protected because we are pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. There's been, you could argue, there's not been proof either way that it was legitimate or illegitimate. I mean, you know, We always hear from the other side, well, you know, you don't believe in the legitimacy of the 2020 election. I said, well, give me proof that it was. You know, you just assume because you always say that it is, but yet we look back in history and we say, look, there's been cheating with elections, you know, forever, it seems like, in this great American Democratic Republic in which we live in. You know, and it's amazing how Democrats will, you know, very casually admit that there was cheating that took place during the Kennedy-Nixon campaign of 1960. I remember being all of about 10 years old when that happened. And, you know, and now they admit, oh, yeah, sure, there was cheating in Illinois and possibly another state. I can't remember the one right off top of my head, but certainly Illinois, that there was cheating, and it was like that was accepted. And, you know, the Republicans and, of course, Nixon, you know, just accepted whatever it was, and there was no argument about it. And so over the years, and, of course, it got really came to a head during the Hanging Chad era of 2000 with Bush and Gore, and, you know, everybody's, you know, gray matter was flying all over the place, and you know, George W. was illegitimate. I think he's probably in some Democratic circles, he's still illegitimate as the president. And you know, hanging chads were a problem. And then it just seemed that, you know, from that time forward, especially, you know, Democrats just, you know, resisted to just in some degree, just rather embarrassingly. You know, you've got Stacey Abrams, you know, infamous there in Georgia. She loses by 80,000 votes and, you know, still says, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm not surrendering. Well, bless her heart, but still, you know, you complain that, you know, there should be a smooth transition of power. And yet here you are. You can't even participate in the concept of a smooth transition by refusing to acknowledge that Governor Kemp is the governor. and chances are that he will be reelected. He's got high favorable ratings in Georgia. So, you know, the question of free and fair elections has just amped up more and more, and especially what happened in 2020, because there's still so many questions and not enough answers, and it doesn't seem like our government is interested. I mean, here it is for all the insanity that went on when Donald Trump was elected president, and you get the FBI involved in this faux investigation, and they knew from the get-go it was a bunch of manure. But they still went ahead and went forward with it because they had their wagons circled. You had the FBI, you had the intelligence community en masse, you have mainstream media, you've got social media. I mean, go right on down the line. They were all, their wagons were totally circled around this idea that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. And here they spend, I don't know, anywhere 30, I think the true number is probably more like 70, maybe $100 million to investigate at the end of the day. Not to mention the lost revenue that took place when America's eyes were off the ball in not paying attention to what needed to be done for our country. And we're chasing this this windmill of a conspiracy like Don Quixote on steroids. But, you know, hey, this is what we did, you know. Gregory Stenstrom joins us now. Gregory, I was talking a little bit about your book before we were able to connect here. But first, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
And I was just going through a little bit of the history of, you know, cheating and fraud that has taken place and how, you know, particularly the Democrats seem so casual about it. I mean, even here recently, they admitted that, well, you know, truth be known, there was cheating even back in the Kennedy-Nixon era of 1960. And had it not been for, I know for sure it was Illinois, but there was another state that was involved. And there hadn't been some shenanigans there, then, you know, the scales would not have been tipped toward, you know, John Kennedy. But they were, and now here, all these years later, they admit to yeah, voter fraud is taking place. But the traditional mantra from the Democratic Party, including a former attorney general who looked in the camera and said, "Oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud." And you go, "Well, give me a break here. I mean, you're the attorney general. People are getting arrested. They're going to jail, serving time for voter fraud. And you say there's no such thing as voter fraud. Come on, give me a break."
Well, I assume you're speaking about U.S. Attorney General Barr and.
I was talking specifically about Eric Holder. Eric Holder was the one who said
Eric
that
Holder
specifically.
Too, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Him too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here we are, and after all the money we spent chasing the windmill of Russian collusion, and of course came up with Butkus, but yet there's no investigation whatsoever. I mean, we've got this faux investigation of January 6th, which January 6th was an outgrowth of what, you know, what happened and what was thrust upon the voter politic. That's what happened. But they don't want to look at the genesis of that, you know, of the problem with the 2020 election.
To them, it's the narrative of taking a page from Goebbels. You know, the more you tell a lie, people kind of listen to it and accept it after a while. And, you know, saying it was the safest and most secure election in history is just, that statement alone is enough to, you know, put your hair up and say, wait a minute, you know, if it was the safest and most secure election in history, you know, usually the opposite is true. And that's right. The case for the 2020 election. And it's still continuing today.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm not a celebrity or like an interview kind of guy, and I sometimes these things are a little stilted only because I'm not used to this yet. So forgive me for not being so good with the banter. I kind of just sit there and listen until someone asks me a question usually, so I don't just talk. But the 2020 election, they're still continuing. I mean, for people who are just tuning in, the reason we wrote the book, The Parallel Election, was, you know, we took 2 years to go through the courts. We just filed our case in the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday, and we expect they'll probably hear us. And I think we've got another case in the appellate process. But for 2 years, we've been winding our way through this process. The bottom line is, we have 100% irrefutable, undeniable, caught them on video, caught them on audio, you know, that they put in hundreds of thousands of fake mail-in ballots. In our case in Delaware County, we can prove 100% they put in 120,000 fake mail-in ballots.
Gregory, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us.
Cut your heating
bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. You know, that's the higher calling that we have here in this country, is that no matter what, we must pursue the truth. It's not about unity. Some people think, oh, it's about us having unity. Well, we can all be, you know, unified into a lie. You know, that's not, that, you know, being unified is not the most important thing. The most important thing is the truth. And this is where we are right now as we continue to pursue the truth. And I'm grateful for Gregory Stenstrom and his co-author for, you know, what they've spent into this. I mean, this is like 2 years and a lifetime of their own talents and giftings and fortitude to bring this book, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. Greg, I want to turn it over to you so that you can lay out, you know, what you and Leah were able to discover, you know, through your research.
Sure. You know, the first thing I think people need to know is that we're just two common citizens. We're not celebrities or looking for celebrity, and I in particular valued my anonymity. But I'm a former naval officer, 22 years in the Navy as a commanding officer and executive officer of special warfare and special operations teams. I was a surface warfare officer, Naval Academy graduate, and I had a good business. It's been pretty much destroyed because of this in IT. Mm. And I encrypted the Federal Reserve, I encrypted the Federal Depository Insurance Corporation, Naval Space Warfare Command, and secured critical infrastructure in the country. And I've done quite a few investigations on fraud and put in sheriffs, congressmen, and mayors, and assorted public officials in jail. So I have a pretty strong background in fraud. And Leah was a committee woman in our county, recruited me. She found out about me from a mutual friend. I live here in Delaware County, so I said, sure. So we have a pretty good background and a pretty good reason to be here. So that's just kind of people, I think a lot of people go, what's this motivation, all these crazy people? So we were certified poll watchers. And to kind of summarize, What we saw was 120,000 fake mail-in ballots were run through the system, of which 102,000 were for Biden and 18,000 were for Trump. And then we fought our way into a back room, a storage room, where I knew they had real ballots that they had been taking into the building. And we got our way back in there, got a court injunction, and there were 70,000 unopened mail-in ballots back there. Those are the real ones. We can prove this. The defendants, attorneys, who are actually, I think, part of the fraud, they've involved themselves in the fraud, and their attorney was the former head of the solicitor for the Democratic Party. So he had, he's a pretty biased guy, Manley Parks. So in his first filings, they were so anxious to prove we were wrong, they put a whole bunch of photographs in saying, hey, we allowed them to go into these pens and everything. You know, we comply with the judge's order. And there were no unopened mail-in ballots. So I look at the picture. It's right in their own court filing. And they point to it and go, what's this? What's this? There's boxes and boxes and boxes. Thousands of unopened mail-in ballots in their own filing. So I said, so which is it? Are they there or not there? And they said, oh, crap. Well, yeah, they're there. But you shouldn't have been allowed back there, so it's inadmissible. So I wanted to kind of put that in perspective with people is we have 100% proof that they used fake mail-in ballots, 120,000 of them. We know where they came from. We know where they went. They destroyed all the envelopes. And we have the whole trajectory, and we can prove that with 100%. 2 days later, they come in with these V drives, and they, you know, withheld some back, and they infused 50,000 more votes, tens of thousands of votes. We can prove it. We got them on video. We got them on tape. We had a whistleblower go in, and we have them on video laughing about it. They say they fabricated the entire thing, the entire elections of Fugazi, and they're laughing about it. And they were filling stuff out. And no one knows about us yet because we had to go through the court. And the next step in our trajectory is we had to prove the district attorney was corrupt, and we had to prove the attorney general was corrupt, and we had to prove the judges were corrupt. We couldn't just wave our hands and say everyone's corrupt. We had to prove it.
Exactly.
Which we've done. So I'm going to give you a minute to take a breath, and I have something else I want to talk about in terms of Big Sky and, you know, why people haven't heard this and why they're not so sure. But those are the facts of the case. We can absolutely prove 327,000 votes in our county alone were fraudulently certified. We've named names, we've named political officials, law enforcement, and we've got all the names, we've got all the receipts, and it's a total headshot.
Mm-hmm. Gregory, is it your assessment here that what happened in this voting district, that this was, in a sense, a contagion, a systematic program that was imposed on the 2020 election, and this is a an indication of what happened in other voting districts similarly?
Absolutely. This is systemic fraud assembled by people, which includes Obama, Clinton, and we name them too. And we don't go crazy. We stay at a ground level and a firsthand experience. But all the money has come from people who want to drastically change the United States. So with that being said, what they did, and everyone, I'm going to put some names into context here. Everyone always throws George Soros' name around like he's Darth Vader. And right. He is. But in this specific case, a Soros PAC and a Clinton Foundation-funded PAC, even though the foundation is gone, they still Clinton money and Soros money right after Trump won in 2016. They crafted, communist socialists crafted election reforms, which included no excuse mail-in ballots, drop boxes, same-day registration, and all of the elements that they needed to perfect fraud so that they could really cheat on a vote. Mm-hmm. And what they did is they targeted 8 swing states, and specifically, but they introduced this election, this legislation through lobbyists into 28 states through corrupt politicians, both Republican or GOP and DNC, and 8 swing states they targeted. And then what they did is they targeted specific elections in 32 counties, and they gave millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in walking around money and bribery money to get in. Like our district attorney got $1 million in walking around money from Soros, and he couldn't win dog catcher. He ran 4 times for election and no one would vote for him. And then Larry Krasner and Philadelphia is another example of someone who got $1.7 million. Our attorney general in Pennsylvania couldn't win dog catcher. He ran for office, and he's a very unlikable, nasty guy, and people don't like him. But when you give him $10 million walking around money, he got elected.
Right. Yeah.
So 32 counties can swing the election, the national election of 3,200 counties. These are big counties. Everyone hears about the Zuckerberg money. Who's Zuckerberg money? What is that? No. What they wanted to do, part of the systemic fraud, was to centralize voting. What protects our vote is it's decentralized. When you go to a precinct, you know, there's 500, 200 people, 300 people. We're all neighbors. I go to my precinct, and literally my next-door neighbor is the judge of elections. My other next-door neighbor is like the machine operator, and we all know each other.
Exactly.
See? So we go in, and that protected the vote by creating these centralized centers, which you saw on TV where they were blocking people from seeing. In these 32 counties, they now took control of literally tens of millions of votes. And what they did is they targeted the counties you hear about, Maricopa County, Pima County in Arizona, Antrim County, Michigan, the Cobb County and Fulton County in Georgia, Philadelphia, Delaware County, Allegheny County, and Pennsylvania.
Coming down to a minute here. Great, go ahead.
Yep, they target these specific places. So when you look at what they did and how they did it, okay, we can stop this now. And if you'll buy the book, parallelelection.com, or you can go to our patriot.online, we'll show you what to do and how to fix this. Thanks for having me on, Billy. I really appreciate it.
Well, Greg, I appreciate your time. We got to have you back because there's still so many more questions, as we said, even when we opened up this segment. And I'd love to have you back and get into more details. And really, you know, I think people need to... we've been gaslit in such a way that we're led to believe that we just need to accept it, that somehow, you know, Joe Biden came up with 80-some million votes by not campaigning and staying in a bunker. So we'll look forward to having you back. Thank you for being with us.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona. The autopsy report says he OD'd on fentanyl. The Federal Reserve is set to create more money woes in its battle against inflation this week with another substantial interest rate hike. An explosion took place in Oregon, Ohio, at the BP refinery on Cedar Point Road. At least two people were injured in the blast Tuesday evening. A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other Florida officials who gave them a flight to Martha's Vineyard. Boston-based Lawyers for Civil Rights is the law firm. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Adam Angieski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, good to have you here. Gavin Newsom, I guess, figures that, look, if Joe Biden can be president, why not him? Fetterman, who is having a hard time completing sentences, we understand he had a stroke. We're not trying to pick on him in anything. But he clearly is avoiding any kind of confrontation with Dr. Oz to have a debate early. You know, we're going to, you know, oh, yeah, okay, I'll acquiesce. I'll have a debate after, you know, probably more than half of Pennsylvania has voted because of early voting that's taking place. So he's not even offering any consideration for the voters there. But like I say, more just, you know, the way things look here is somebody like Gavin Newsom, who barely avoided a recall in his own state with political ambitions to become president of the United States. Gosh, you know, Adam, I hope it takes more than a pretty face.
Well, under Gavin Newsom, Comptroller Betty Yee, the entire California political establishment, they did everything possible to stop the line-by-line state expenditures from having transparency. And so our organization, it was a 10-year fight, knockdown, drag-out, dogfight to open the books.
Ten years. This is, ladies, you got to hear this. This is 10 years. You know, Adam and the team have been fighting this fight to get information that, you know, that we the people and certainly the citizens of California have every right to know, right?
Well, think about it. At the federal level, you had Barack Obama, who was then the U.S. Senator from Illinois. Dr. Tom Coburn, the legendary Republican U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, he reached out across the aisle to Obama. They opened the federal checkbook all the way back in the year 2006. We've got 49 out of 50 states. We file one request. We get the entire state checkbook and all the other states. with the top financial officer in that state. When we started that process 10 years ago in California, we went through two California controllers who rejected our sunshine request, John Chang and Betty Yee. So we finally sued Yee in a California Sacramento Superior Court, and we lost the case. We got nothing. So we pivoted to Plan B. We filed 442 sunshine requests with every single state agency in California, and they produced the record. We compiled the state of California checkbook like a jigsaw puzzle, and then we did an investigation of Governor Newsom whether or not he solicited state vendors for campaign donations. We found that he solicited nearly 1,000 of them. They forked over $10.6 million in campaign cash. That's significant, Bill. It represents 44 cents on every dollar, 44% of every dollar of his current cash on hand in his campaign account. He's got $24 million, and $10.6 million of it came from state vendors. Those vendors last year received $6.2 billion in state payments.
Isn't that what his close relative there in San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, might refer to as quid pro quo?
Well, we don't have any evidence of quid pro quo, but here's what the troubling pattern shows. It's the Wild West in California for political campaign fundraising, even in Illinois. Okay, you know, OpenTheBooks.com, our organization, and myself, I mean, we're from Illinois. It is the Super Bowl of corruption. And everyone knows that our governors have a legendary reputation for corruption. So in 2013, we had
they end up in part of the journey they go on. Most of these governors, they have to go through jail, right? I mean, how many of the governors have been to jail? As a result of the corruption. I mean, they can't get away with it, but it doesn't stop them from trying, I guess.
At one recent point, we had 4 out of our last 9 governors serve time in the federal penitentiary. So in 2013, we had 1 governor from each party in the federal penitentiary at the same time. You had Democrat Rod Blagojevich and Republican George Ryan. Okay, so the state legislature, because of public pressure, finally got serious on public corruption in our governors. They passed a pay-to-play law, and it said that if you're a state contractor with a contract more than $50,000 a year, you can't give political donations in any of the statewide races, including the governor. And guess what, Bill? Since that law was passed, we've not had one governor get indicted. It works. Well, California needs to adopt the measure.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine how much whining would take place? I mean, it took a while, as you mentioned, in Illinois to get this passed through. But it's like, okay, you're going to be serious about it. Then let's go ahead and let's enact this that keeps this dark money, this so-called dark money that, it's so ironic because the Democrats are the ones that complain about the dark money, and they're the ones that seem to be taking more advantage of it.
Exactly. And it's the Chicago way. It's the Chicago playbook, pay-to-play ethics. In California, it's all legal. But, I think it's a 99% issue across the political spectrum that this is unethical. Like, you can't be the governor taking money from the largest corporations in California that have virtual public-private partnerships. They've got virtual marketplace monopolies in their industry, and they're recycling their profits back into the governor's campaign funds. Gavin Newsom has pioneered the public financing of his campaign. If you're down in Florida and you're seeing ads against Governor DeSantis, or in Texas with Governor Newsom's ads against Greg Abbott, those ads are financed in part by California taxpayers, because these large corporations in utilities, in banking, and telecom, the big law firms, they're taking a portion of their state contract profits and recycling it right back to Governor Newsom's campaign fund, and he's putting up the ads around the country.
Exactly. Well, what people are starting to see here, Adam, is that this is a coordinated OPPO campaign on steroids like we've never seen before. It's been in subtle cases and maybe in some districts, but now it's wholesale on a national level where you've got, Democratic money being spent, millions of dollars being spent on candidates for the opposite side, so that it's kind of a setup. You know, it's like, you've got your number four batter in the lineup coming up, and he's going to compete against the guy with the alleged lowest batting average and see how that competition works, right? So we're going to see how this plays out in the midterms, particularly to see if it doesn't come back and bite them in the back end, because, these candidates that they're backing, they've got a pretty strong message because they've got they've got an uphill battle, and this is why they don't want to hang around the president of the United States, because his polling numbers are bad, his policies are bad, the country is hurting, and there's no vision, there's no hope on the other side to give us any indication that the leadership is there to get us out of the trouble that we're in. All they end up doing is spending more money and making the problem worse, and then we hear of these, the work that Open the Books is doing and revealing this corruption, this wholesale corruption, not only in Illinois, but this is rampant. I mean, this is really corrupted our entire political system. It's no wonder, Adam, people are checking out. They're going, I don't want anything to do with this. Well, you can't. You've got to get involved, because if we're going to right the ship, we need all hands on deck here. We need people with responsibility, people with a conscience, people with morality to help us reclaim our freedoms and our liberties in this great country, don't we, Adam?
Yeah, so here's how it works. You know, we were all treated to the national news stories where last week, at the hot temperatures in California, the governor issued an executive order. This was backed up by the utility companies, that you had to set your thermostat at 78 degrees and you couldn't, they were asking you not to recharge your electric vehicle. Okay, well, five major utility companies kicked $400,000 in campaign cash to the governor. In 1 year, they received over $400 million in state payments. There's not going to be any reform there. They're all on the same side of the trade.
Exactly. This is how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting the whole truth and nothing but, like we said, unity is one thing, but the higher calling is the truth. And this is why we appreciate Adam Andrzejewski coming on the show from Open the Books, because he's laying out the truth in front of you now. So what are you going to do that you know the truth? Okay? And if we're truly going to be set free, then we cannot let go of this higher calling that we all have, and that is the calling for truth.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Adam Angieski from Open the Books. As Adam was saying, we could be here all day talking about this obvious corruption. I mean, it is one hot mess after another, especially as you dig into the shenanigans of one Governor Gavin Newsom. And it's no wonder that they have so strong-armed you for the last 10 years, is they didn't want this truth getting out, Adam, did they?
No, they didn't. So now that we've posted the California checkbook, it's 6.1 million records from 201,000 state vendors who received just in 1 year $87 billion. So it's up at openthebooks.com, and everyone can search it, and everyone should, because it was such a battle to open those books. So, you know, the first investigation we did is we compared Governor Newsom's campaign donors to the state vendor list. And that's what we've been talking about with the solicitation of 1,000 state vendors for campaign cash. Well, we quickly noticed that while the governor was soliciting the state vendors for campaign donations, his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, was soliciting state vendors for donations to her nonprofit. And it's in fact, it's the largest state vendors in California, AT&T, Comcast, PG&E, Kaiser Permanente, Planned Parenthood. These organizations gave her foundation between $15,000
and
$385,000.
Oh, well, yeah.
So they've
this is like the Clinton Foundation stuff, isn't it?
Well, the Clinton Foundation had the courtesy, quote-unquote, to set up shop as he was leaving the presidency. They've set this thing up while he's governor.
Right.
And it gets a little worse. So her organization called the Representation Project, she does films. And, you know, her films are, you know, they're basically gender justice warriors. They believe the police are racist, America is systemically unequal, and needs greater, quote-unquote, gender justice. And guess who stars in her films? Her husband, Governor Gavin Newsom. She's taken Jennifer Siebel Newsom, according to the records, the IRS records, 990s posted online. She's taken $3.1 million, about $1.6 million in salary since 2012, and another $1.5 million for her for-profit business, Girls Club Entertainment. So she's pulling millions out of her nonprofit over to her personally owned side, both in terms of salary and in terms of her for-profit business. And then she closes the loop. She's given four-figure donations back to her husband, Governor Gavin Newsom's campaign fund.
It is the cycle of life, according to the Democratic Party in California and Gavin Newsom.
And Bill, one other thing. These films, she does curriculum around mm-hmm. them, and her website claims mm-hmm. she's in 5,000 schools across the country serving 2.6 million of our students, our kids.
It's pretty scary. And you can only imagine what the indoctrinational content is all about, right?
Well, we've seen it. We've gone through the curriculum, and it's basically the woke playbook. It's the police.
All the CRT stuff, everything, right? Right.
Absolutely.
Well, as Adam said, we could be here all day talking about this. You need to go to Open the Books. Check it out for yourself. I mean, we barely touched the tip of the iceberg here regarding California and Governor Gavin Newsom. And I would say for those of you that can drink, you might have a stiff drink next to you as you do open the books and read this, because this is excruciatingly painful. This is your state. This is your governor. And this is what happens when you have anybody with absolute power. We know that it corrupts absolutely. And some of this stuff is subtle, and they've made it, to where they can get away with it. But, it comes down to, Adam, is it ethical? Is it moral what they're doing?
Well, I think it's like we talked about, a 99% issue across the political spectrum. Progressives are decrying corporate money in politics, and Gavin Newsom is running a bus through the lack of prohibition in his home state of California. So we also map on an interactive map by zip code his campaign donors. And you can see the map at openthebooks.com. And look, this is a map of someone who's running for president. The pins, the zip, you click a pin, you scroll down, and you see the donors in that zip code. The pins are scattered evenly all across the country. This is a guy who's set up to run for the president of the United States.
Wow. Coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on. Let's talk about the New York Post reporter, Miranda Devine. She's utilized the data from Open the Books and reported on Newsom's scheme for the Oval Office as well, right?
Well, she has. So remember when Governor Gavin Newsom is standing out on the Los Angeles train tracks after the trains were looted and there's trash everywhere. And he's looking bewildered and he looks around and he says, "It looks like a third world country. What the hell is going on?" Those were his words. And he misled mm-hmm. the citizens in California, and he misled the nation. He knew exactly what was going on. His campaign is sponsored by the same Miranda Devine, Miranda Devine called the same woke quartet. Four woke mm-hmm. and wealthy wives of California billionaires that back the DAs in San Francisco and Los Angeles that have led to so much crime in those areas. They're some of the biggest backers of Gavin Newsom. They believe policing is racist. They believe America is structurally racist. They believe that the structural racism manifests itself through systems of punishment. And they list as examples of this the detention of illegal entrants and policing of minority neighborhoods. So, look, he knew exactly what's going on. The softening on crime. During that, when he's on the track, he couldn't even use the word gangs. He called them, the criminals, groups of folks. This is who he is. This is how he misled the country. These are some of his biggest political backers. They form his California political power base.
Right, exactly. And these woke billionaire wives club poured in some $22 million into progressive criminal justice ballot measures, progressive DAs over 2 years. This, according to Politico, it's no wonder that they've become such a clear and, I would say, a present danger, Adam, here.
Well, and we noticed that a lot of, some of the money gets recycled back into the agencies, entities, and affiliate organizations of these very rich people. So, for example, you've got Patty Quinlan. Who is she? She's married to Reed Hastings. And Reed Hastings is the founder and CEO of Netflix. They put over $200,000 between them as a couple directly into Governor Newsom's campaign fund And then on the recall, where there were no campaign limits, they put $3 million to defeat the recall and support Newsom. Well, Netflix is the number one recipient of the California Film Commission tax credits for films. Just in the past two distributions, they've received nearly $100 million worth of California film tax credit for Netflix.
Wow. And here you got California screaming because of state taxes that they continue to, they continue to increase exponentially. I think what are they now, up over 15% now, Adam? State tax?
Yeah, I'm not
in
sure
California?
What the high tax rate is, but it's significant. And look, California is a big government. It's taxing more, spending more, regulating more, and that gives the politicians more control over the people. And when you have that kind of control, this is the schemes that you can set up. You can set up a de facto public financing of your campaign by the very people that you are regulating. And that's what we're seeing in the state of California. Here's another example. There are six healthcare companies that have state contracts. Those six companies received $1.9 billion from state agencies last year. Those six healthcare companies have kicked nearly $700,000 into Governor Newsom's campaign fund through their companies, their key employees, their staff, their political action committees, the companies themselves, $700,000 recycling a piece of their state contracts back into his campaign fund.
This is an interesting rigged system that they've been able to figure out for themselves. I mean, this is like the circle of life here, Democratic policy-wise, isn't it?
Well, it really is. Okay, so then you got George Soros. Everyone knows George Soros backs Governor Newsom. He also backs those DAs in San Francisco and Los Angeles. He's put millions of dollars behind all these efforts. Okay, for George Soros and his family, his son, his nephew, they've put about $150,000 directly into Governor Newsom's campaign, but Soros put $1 million in to the governor's anti-recall campaign to preserve him, right? Okay, so he's got the Soros-funded Tides Foundation. They've got like $100 million worth of net asset. They don't need taxpayer money. But the University of Berkeley, just in 1 year, sent the Tides Foundation, the Soros-funded Tides Foundation, $4 million, including $50,000 for Tides advocacy. They, on their website, believe that police are instruments of state terror.
Wow. This is amazing how we are being conditioned. And it's no wonder people are turned off by this. But, you know, as you're saying and proving here with the evidence, Adam, and again, what John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute said is we've got to exercise. We cannot let go of our basic rights of freedom of speech and critical thinking. This is what happens when you check out. The elites take over. We lose our freedoms. And, we don't do something quickly about this with some sense of urgency and immediacy, Adam, we could very well be losing this country altogether. Adam, how can people be in touch and donate to open the books?
Just go to our website, hit the red donate button.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?